Hello and welcome to a special update episode of Demystified. Unfortunately, this is not your regularly scheduled programming. Basically, I'm just going to run through a couple of things that I would like you, the listener, to know about the show going forward, where we're at now, where I want to be, and all of that stuff. So to get started, I want to talk about what I wanted the show to be and therefore why it has been so difficult for me to be making episodes in the manner that I was when we started the show. So when I came up with the idea for Demystified, it was based on a lot of other influences. So for instance, I wanted to do a history podcast, kind of like, I guess, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. I wanted to do a podcast about mysteries, I guess a bit like Lore Podcast or anything like BuzzFeed's Unsolved series. I wanted to do something that combined those influences and wasn't a true crime podcast. That was what I didn't want to do because there are a million of them. The market is so very saturated. I didn't want to do true crime. So when I picked topics for the early episodes, you see things like, let's take the first three, the Mary Celeste, the Bermuda Triangle, and the Man in the Iron Mask, proper bona fide historical mysteries that don't revolve around some gruesome murder or, you know, some unsolved thing like that. It would be so easy to find so many of them, but I didn't want to do that. What I wanted to do was create something that had a bit of uniqueness to it, that had its own spin, effectively, that combined my interests in seeing mysteries through to a solution, and also general history. Now, what that meant was that I've ended up in a situation where finding new topics is a little tricky. Initially, I had a big burst of them. I had a lot that I wanted to do. When I started the show, I wrote down 15 or so topics that I wanted to do as episodes. So I had a whole bunch of ideas for episodes front-loaded when we started, which is why I started doing one a week, because that then was something that I could do. But that was unsustainable, because I very quickly burned through the topics, because trying to find new topics that fit the bill like the old topics was tricky. We had some successes. I found some ones that I was very pleased to talk about. Things like Lassiter's Reef always stood out in my mind, the part two of All That Glitters, double billing, because it was something that was genuinely a historical mystery, much like the early episodes, you know. It was something that I had found that is not being talked about very much that maybe you won't have heard of before. And so I'm providing something that's interesting and unique, a new spin, a new insight. But where we're sat now, I've almost made 40 episodes of the show, including a couple of bonus episodes for the Patreon supporters. And to be frank, the topics are a little bit thin. Now, Patreon supporters have suggested topics to me, which is part of the whole like supporter benefit thing. Some of them are more workable than others. I'm going to be honest, some of them I have had a look at. The Philadelphia experiment, for instance, I had a look into to see if there was really much substance to it. But honestly, it's more of just an urban legend than a mystery. It's not something that I could find really any corroborating historical sources for. So I have a look at it again, maybe in the future. But for the minute, it's just not an episode I want to do because it's just not substantive enough for me. You know, there's not enough meat on the bones. Now, to fill that in, what I have tried to do is try and pad out a lot of the history. So for instance, when we talked about the Green Children of Woolpit, I went into a look at the Anarchy when we talked about King Tut's curse, because it was such a thing that, you know, you could easily dismiss. I went into the history of 17th and 18th Dynasty Egypt, which is something that I'm very pleased to do. I love talking about history. But of course, if I just talk about the history, well, where's the mystery element? And so that's kind of part of the difficulty I've got, of choosing topics where there's enough for me to talk about while still fulfilling the criteria of the podcast. Now, it'd be pretty easy for me to veer off one way and just do a history podcast, which I'd be fine with, but it doesn't really fit the billing of the show, what makes it unique and what people kind of came and want to stay for. I could go the other way and do just a true crime podcast, but then I would just be so tired of it myself every week looking at something that's very, very similar to what was last week's that I would just get bored of it and I wouldn't be happy doing it. So, how do we counter this? Well, we've had an idea. Myself and the folks at Wizard Studios have basically decided that the show was going to go into a series-based format, much like, for instance, Dan Carlin's Hardcore Histories. You know, he's got his little several part series that he does. They take a little bit longer to produce, but once the series is made, it's then consistently, like, you know, every week you'll get a new one. So for instance, I'm thinking possibly in October will be the series two that will drop, which will be the first of the new selection. All the previous episodes that we've done, the nearly 40 that we've made, will be lumped into series one. That's where you'll find it on the playlist. So series one will be all of the classic episodes, and then going forward, what it'll be is it'll be either one big mystery or several smaller related mysteries, like, for instance, the All That Glitters and the We Built the City double parters, or triple parters in the case of the latter, that's coming out soon, the third part bonus episode, where I took related mysteries and strung them together into, like, oh, well, here's how they compare and contrast, you know, and what similarities can we see, what differences can we see. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing going forward, is taking either one big mystery and looking at it in exquisite detail over several episodes, or several related mysteries and then tying them together. And that's how we're going to do it going forward. It's just better for me. It's more time efficient. It's more productive, I suppose. And it helps me spend more time researching and getting more detailed research out of the sources for the mysteries that I want to talk about that I think are interesting and fit the bill of the show. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about is the Patreon. So, times are tough at the minute. I know that, everybody knows that, I'm possibly going to be facing cuts to my hours at my regular job. A lot of people are as well. And it's no secret, I don't think, to anybody who is a Patreon subscriber that I have not been as up to date with some of the stuff that I should be. For instance, the next episode, the bonus episode that was supposed to come out in August, it's nearly September, and it hasn't come out. Now, part of that was because we had a backlog of episodes that was caused by my own fault. There was a technical issue with one of the uploads, so we spent about 2 weeks not having an episode. So that series that I was doing, I was confused about the productions and the timings, but that's mea culpa. That's my own fault, and I take full responsibility for that. And so with the Patreon, there may need to be need for a discussion about the benefits and what people would want to pay for what benefits. Like, I've tried to spark this on the actual website a little bit, but we don't have that many supporters. I kind of thought it would be more bottom loaded, so a lot of people at the lowest tier, but it tends to actually be a fewer amount of people in general, but supporting the higher tiers, which is fine. But it just means that my initial plan for, you know, who I would be catering to and in what quantities and on what time scale, it wasn't what I expected. I didn't expect such surprising generosity from you guys. Honestly, I wasn't sure what to expect. But that means then that I didn't set the expectations realistically enough. So the next bonus episode will be coming, as well as September 1 and probably an October 1 as well, just to make sure that people up until October who have paid me money get what they paid for. I fully intend to honor that. However, beyond that, so sometime in October, I think it would be beneficial if I put a discussion out on Twitter or on the Patreon or somewhere about what the rewards should be going forward, what people are willing to pay for what, just because I don't want to be taking people's money without providing a something in return, you know, an actual product, because at that point, it is a consumer-producer thing. If I'm making just the episodes and people are listening for free, that's fine, and I am perfectly happy with that. Obviously, I know that it's difficult these days to afford to be able to pay for every little service, so I get it. I listen to a lot of stuff for free myself. You know, I'm just as guilty of that. But what that means is that I don't have as much obligation to the listener. I have an obligation to them in that they are a fan of my work and I want to please them. But on the other hand, if there's no transaction occurring, well, I'm free to do it on my own timescale. And it's sort of the same with Patreon a little, because it's like a patronage thing. But I also don't like the idea that people would be unhappy with the product I provide for what they're paying. So I am going to try and get back up on top of that and get it all managed. Like I said, I fully intend at least through to October to honor existing pledges. However, beyond that, then I might start changing the tiers about. And if you're not happy with that benefit at the tier that you're at, feel free to change it, or feel free to drop down. Or if you want more bonuses, feel free to move up. It is entirely your prerogative. I will not feel in any way offended if people, because of the economic climate or because they wanted something that I'm no longer providing, don't want to support it anymore monetarily. That's up to you. In order to try and make up for that, I will be trying to look at potential sponsorships. I know it's not ideal because young people tend to skip the sponsorship messages in podcasts. People don't like listening to them. It's, you know, all the same cliche ones you've heard. Let's talk about this week's sponsor, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, it's comes down to hours in a day versus what you get back for it. For me, this is something that I personally enjoy. I like, at the end of the day, that I make something that people like listening to. For me, that is the biggest incentive. Initially, the Patreon was so that I could work a part-time job and yet still be able to, you know, pay for rent and for food and stuff. Because if I'm not spending all the hours of the day working a full-time job and I need to dedicate hours to making the podcast, that's how you make up the shortfall. You know, it's food isn't free, rent isn't free, unfortunately. It's the way that it works. You need to try and make up the hours. So I will try and find a solution whereby everybody's happy and I am able to put as much effort into the podcast as I want to be able to going forward. I should mention I'm also going to be starting a master's degree soon, so it's going to be even fewer hours in the day. I fully intend to commit as much as I can to the podcast, but it's just a matter of making it work. It can work, but I just need to find a way to make it work. So that's about it for what I wanted to talk about. We've covered basically that the show has a format that I would like to stick to, but may be evolving in the future. The show is going to be changing its specifics in terms of going to a series-based production rather than individual episodes every couple of weeks. We got to the Patreon element that I intend to honor all requests and all things that people have paid for up to October, at which point I'm going to be possibly changing things around. And if at that point you want to switch or drop out, or if you want to do that now, that's up to you. Feel free to drop and switch and change. By the way, if you are on Patreon, you can cancel it at any time. There's no obligation to continue supporting me if you don't want to. But I will be very much appreciative for any support. I am extremely appreciative for the support that I've had. And I just want to take a second at the very end of this to say thank you to everybody who is a listener. When I started this podcast a while ago, I wasn't sure how it was going to go. It's difficult as a creator to put yourself out there for an audience. And it's difficult to make a product and have that fear that people will not like it, or that it'll be bad, or that, you know, you'll make a mistake and make a fool of yourself. It takes a certain amount of trust in people to be kind and supportive, and in, you know, those who do enjoy what you make to say that they enjoy it. So to everybody who has supported the show so far, even just by listening is supporting the show, because when I get those metrics in and I look and I see that the numbers are going up, that makes me feel good, because it makes me feel like people like it and are, you know, it's sharing, it's spreading, it's growing. I'm making something that is developing. It's like tending a garden, you know, you want to see it grow rather than wither or stagnate. So every little bit of support that anybody does is extremely appreciated, and I'm very proud of what we've been able to make. And I hope that we are able to continue to make that into the future. But that about wraps it up from me. So stay tuned for Demystified Season 2. Coming soon.